Amen. Amen. Are we ready to go here? Welcome, Emmaus Community, Northern Lights. My name is Dave Mack. I'm the pastor of Gross Bank United Methodist Church. I've served on multiple Emmaus and Chrysalis weekends, and it's a great pleasure to be with you tonight. You know, we're in the midst of chaos and uncertainty, and when we go to the Bible, what happens in the midst of that? Well, King David teaches us a great lesson, doesn't he? In the midst of his fear and uncertainty, man, he praised God through psalms and prayer. So that's what we're going to do tonight. Amen? So why don't y'all join me out there? If you can, let's join together in the prayer to the Holy Spirit, shall we? Pray this prayer with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy your consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's worship.
Thank you, Pastor. Of course, for those who haven't met Dave Mack before, you know, I like to call him the low energy guy. Because he isn't. Glad you could be here with us. God is good and God is able. And you should be able to click, if you will, then make sure your clicker is working there. Mr. Dave Wilson's here with us also. He's our official clicker-er. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Are you doing this on Capo 1? Melody, what are you doing? Which one did you want?
I thought it was Capo Nothing.
Nothing? Okay.
So that's why I was kind of confused by there was a one on there.
See, it's easier when there's hardly any people here. We can just, no pressure, right?
Now revealed in Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Melody. Oh, I guess we should do in normal tradition. Okay. Greg Conrad, Northern Lights Emmaus, walk number 16, Table of Apollos. Melody?
Melody Conrad, Northern Lights, Girls Chrysalis Flight, number 19, Table of the Holy Cows.
Mm-hmm. And behind us here is, who doesn't have a mic, so I'll say it for him, Scott Anderson, a soon-to-be, we hope.
Scott Armstrong, you mean?
Scott Anderson?
Oh, yeah, Scott Anderson.
Anderson.
Oh, gosh, I was thinking of somebody else. I'm sorry, Scott Armstrong. Here, I'll do the better for you. Armstrong Automotive. Send your vehicle right there. There you go. That's my gimme for
And then
for
Brandon Armstrong, guitar.
Amen. And we
actually, you call him Anderson by accident, but I have a school yearbook where I am Brandon Anderson.
No,
really?
Mm-hmm. There's a typo.
What year was
that? Right?
Gosh, I think that was fifth grade for me. So it was
fifth
before
grade.
You.
So I couldn't go look at the
yearbook. Like, two years ago, Brandon?
Yeah. 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
I can talk to my elder friend.
What'd you say? Okay, so his dad said fifth grade was the toughest 2 years of his life. Da-dum-bum. You can give me a da-dum-bum. Thank you. All right. Okay, so we like to check out a lot of the different.
You're just jealous because you didn't make it past
songs.
Third.
So okay, we banter like this on Thursday night. So you're sorry, you're going to get this on your Emmaus gatherings too, because our audience consists of two Daves and six stuffed animals, which we'll show you. We'll spin
five.
Around.
We bumped it up. That's right. Increased our attendance.
It did. We have increased our attendance. So hey, check this one out.
Is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like a sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. Grace, God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever is.
your grace.
God, I need it every day.
It's the only thing that really makes me want to change.
I don't want to abuse your grace.
God, I need it every day.
It's the only thing that really makes me want to change.
Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. Like a sound of a symphony in my ears. It's like holy water.
Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. Like a sound of a symphony to my ears. It's like holy water on my skin. It's like holy water on my skin.
Oh, it's like holy water.
Okay, I guess we should have run through that one before.
We probably should have.
That was the first run through we did on that today, so it showed on our end. But hey, I hope you guys liked it, because we did, because God is good and God is able. And let's see, we've got, let me look here real quick. Okay, so we got 17 that are watching on the Northern Lights page, and we've got 20 watching on the Facebook page. So we got about 37 that are watching currently. That's good. Come on, community. You can click on share with Facebook. You can get other people to join in. Send them an email. Send them a text. Send your cartons letters. We will find a place. Thank you, Mr. Dave Wilson, for clicking for us. We appreciate you keeping us honest here. Capo 2, yes. Yes, he's on Capo 2.
Song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Clothed in rainbows, living color, flashes of lightning, rolls of thunder. Blessing and honor, strength and glory and power be to you, the only wise King.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery, yeah.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
God is in the house. God's being in your house. So Pastor Dave later here is going to be leading you in communion. So I'm giving you a heads up now. He's going to remind us later. But I'm giving you a heads up now. So prepare your own elements there at your homes. Get the whatever you're using, be it bread and juice or goldfish crackers or apples. Hey, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter, right? Because God is good. God is able. So for the past couple of Emmaus gatherings that we've had here, I've been wanting to do this song, but Brandon's not been available those past gatherings that we've scheduled for here, but he's here now.
Brandon Anderson, yeah. He's a nice guy. I'd like to meet him one of these.
What's your middle name anyway, Brandon? That's got to be your middle name, right? No, that was his name I messed up. What's your middle name, Scott? Christopher. Christopher Anderson works,
now,
right?
Now get how creative we are, because it's Brandon Christopher as well.
Wait a minute. Is it also, what's Grandpa's middle name?
Jerome.
Give me a butt bump on that one. Thank you. Okay. Well, you know what? I'd like to put Christian lyrics. You already see the title on the screen there. We like to put Christian lyrics to a lot of these songs. And then there's a lot of fear that's happening in this world right now. And you know, there's legitimate concern, yes, but there's also illegitimate fear. And we just hope this kind of helps you just kind of stay focused. For we don't fear the reaper.
Need more cowbell.
All our times will come. Here, but soon they're gone.
Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, nor the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, Christians.
Don't fear the reaper.
Gotta take a stand.
Don't fear the reaper.
We are called to rise.
Don't fear the reaper.
Jesus is your man. La, la, la.
And love, it is our eternity.
God's peace and love.
Hold it fast and saved every day.
God's peace and love.
Hold it fast and lost every day.
Seeking happiness.
Hold it fast and coming every day.
We can be like they are.
Come on, Christians.
Don't fear the reaper.
Gotta take a stand.
Don't fear the reaper.
call to rise.
Don't fear the reaper.
Jesus is your man. La 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 la. La.
Therefore, since the children share in the flesh and blood, Jesus likewise shared in their humanity, so that through death, Jesus could destroy the reaper, who holds the power of death, and set free those who were held in slavery all their lives by their fear of death. For this is the way God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
It shook and it disappeared. The curtains flew and Jesus appeared.
Saying, don't be afraid.
Come on, Christians.
Don't fear the reaper.
Gotta take a stand.
Don't fear the reaper.
We are called to rise.
Don't fear the reaper.
Jesus is your man.
Different twist on that song, isn't it?
That was the cowbell I was looking for. There you go.
Okay,
go.
So for those of you who have never seen the Saturday Night Live skit,
don't make me do it
with
again.
More cowbell. Melody's not seen the skit. We were trying to explain it to her. I think you actually did pretty well with it, Melody. Your own interpretation of that. Okay.
That's
well,
all I can do.
Let's see. Was it yesterday that Bill Withers? Was it yesterday? I think right. So Bill Withers passed. We always like to do some extra little things for fun. And this is one we actually I didn't put the Christian lyrics to this one. This was done by an RPM, Righteous Pop Music, probably back in the 90s, I think, something like that, right?
Sometimes in our lives, we all have trials, we have temptation, so we need to learn to lean on the Lord in each situation.
Lean on Him when you're not strong. He'll be your friend. He'll help you carry on. For God loves you so, and He wants you to know He's the one you can lean on. Please swallow your pride, let Him be your guide. He wants to lead you. He knows what you need, and it'll always be the one you can cling to. Just call on Him, brother, when you need a hand. We all need Christ Jesus to lean on. No matter what is the problem, He will understand. We all need Christ Jesus to lean on. Lean on Him
When you're not strong, He'll be your friend. He'll help you carry on, for God loves you so, and He wants you to know He's the one you can lean on.
So just call on Him, brother, when you need a hand.
We all need Christ Jesus to lean on.
No matter what is the problem, He will understand.
We all need Christ Jesus to lean on.
Lean on Him.
When you're not strong, He'll be your friend. He'll help you carry on, for God loves you so, and He wants you to know He's the one you can lean on.
Just call Him, call on Jesus,
call Him
every day now.
Call Him,
call on Jesus,
call Him
every day now.
Call Him,
call on Jesus,
call Him
every day now.
Call Him.
Call on Jesus, call Him.
Nice. We just went through that actually tonight. We haven't done that in a long time, had we?
Yeah. It hasn't been a while. Needs more cowbell.
Hey. All right. Everyone knows I enjoy picking up the banjo.
Well, except for Melody.
Except for Melody.
She finds no joy.
No, banjo is a good time.
Banjo is always a good time. You cannot play a sad song on the banjo.
According to the Steve Martin kit, that's absolute skit. Yeah. Skit, yeah. Kit, skit.
Kit,
thank
skit.
You. Skit. Skit.
Despair. What,
who? Did you say who?
Who?
I said Steve Martin.
I'll say who now.
Oh,
come on.
Goodness. Hold on, Melody. You're 21.
Yeah.
And you've never heard of Steve Martin?
What?
How is this even possible?
Yeah,
I live under a rock.
Okay. I have failed.
You know old stuff.
I have failed as a parent. I'm sorry, Melody. I failed you.
We are all about forgiveness here, Greg.
Okay, so,
hold up. You're not talking about the actor from Cheap Ride That Doesn't, are you? Who's
there,
that?
Yes, that's
yes.
Steve
Martin. Oh, is that him?
That's him.
Yeah, he's a banjo master,
no,
virtuoso.
Not.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he really is.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I do know him. I do actually know him.
Yeah.
No, he really, really
is. Yeah, because he would always, you know, you can't play a sad song on the banjo. He'd go into the old gloom, despair, and agony.
That's right. You
can G.
You just can't sing blue, despair, and death, destruction. I mean, come on. It just doesn't fit. Doesn't fit with a banjo sound.
There's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith we can see it afar. Oh, the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet
by and by
we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet
by and by
we shall meet on that beautiful shore. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirit shall sorrow no more. Not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet
by and by
we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet
by and by
we shall meet on that beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, we will offer our tribute of praise for His glorious gift of His love and the blessings that hallow our days. In the sweet
by and by
we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet
by and by
we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet
by and by
we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the
sweet
by and by
we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Amen. Guess what? Next slide shows it.
Dave!
It's Dave. That's right. Your mic is... Hexa, you're not wrong, mic.
Hello?
Hello?
There it is.
Dave!
It's live.
You are live.
All right. Dave Wilson, Northern Lights, Mayus Men's Walk number 30, Table John. All right. So... just like a gathering, no chicken, everything else. wanted to share, we got cowbell instead of chicken, so there you go. wanted to share a verse with you, just something that's been on my heart this week. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. Couple announcements real quick from the community. Board meeting was held virtually this week, and there's been a few things that we need to update everybody on. An update for Chrysalis. Penny Stacy has accepted the role of the Chrysalis Spiritual Director, and that is already effective. As most of us know, we had canceled our spring women's and men's walk. And both of those, we had considered leaving dates open for postponements and rescheduling. And as the time continues to move, we felt it was best to actually postpone those walks and move forward with fall walks. And those walks will be at Camp Campbellguard in October, October 15th through the 18th, and October 22nd through the 25th. And more details to come. We have reached out to our lay directors for the spring walks about being the lay directors for the fall walks. So, only other notes we have that we're sharing right now that from the meeting, we are still seeking a community spiritual director, so would ask the community to be in prayer about that. We're seeking people obviously involved in the community for that. And fairly soon, be looking in your mailbox, and that would be your U.S. mailbox, for a postcard asking you to update your information for Northern Lights Emmaus so that we can stay in touch with you. Update your information, get emails out to you, and actually make phone calls when it's time to serve. So with that, I'm going to bring up the low energy Dave Mack for our message today.
Okay, hey, thanks, Dave. Thanks. So I want to just continue to test how disappointing Greg is to his daughter Melody. So let's work on that one more. Are you aware of Blue Oyster Cult? Okay. All right. Good job. Good job.
We got it that far.
But Blue Oyster Cult is the band that did the song that, what was the
Don't
title
Fear
of that?
The Reaper.
Don't Fear the Reaper. And many, many years ago, far before Brandon Christopher Anderson was born, that was the first concert I went to.
He's the evil twin.
Seriously, that was your first concert.
Blue Oyster Cult. Don't Fear the Reaper. Concert. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
It would have been cool if they would have had your lyrics, but they didn't. So, hey, here's what I'm going to do here. We're going to consecrate the elements. And so prepare your bread and whatever you've used, bread, crackers, your juice, whatever you've gotten to drink. Kind of get ready and prepare that. We'll pray, and then I'm going to have a message, and then I'll ask you to partake at the conclusion of the message. So, you know, as we prepare ourselves for communion, Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Jesus is in the midst of his agony, And he cries out, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." And then they divided up his clothes by casting lots. So, you know, when we celebrate this meal, it's, to me, in shadow of the cross, and in many ways in the shadow of this statement. Many of the songs that were sung here have been these very songs, praising God for the forgiveness that he offers you and he offers me. So I'm hoping that may be at the forefront for you. So we participate in this thing called the Last Supper. And as we do, I invite you to take your loaf of bread. Jesus takes a loaf of bread that they were going to share. And he breaks the bread. He gives thanks to his Father in heaven. And he says, "This is my body, broken for you." Jesus then takes a cup of one of the glasses of wine that they would share that evening. He again gives thanks to his Father in heaven. And he says to his disciples, "This is my blood, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink and remember me." If you would all please stand with me and hold your bread, your crackers, and your juice in your hands, and let us pray. Gracious Lord, we ask your blessing through the power of your Holy Spirit upon these elements gathered throughout this whole region of bread and cup, that they may become your body and blood. They may become your love and light, Jesus, that as we partake of them, we may represent your light and love for a broken world until you come again in all of your glory. We ask this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Put your elements down for a moment and have a seat, please. So forgiveness is a powerful theme, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but many of you in the Emmaus community have heard me talk about some of my childhood stories. And, you know, in the ninth grade, I was a bit of a troublemaker, but I was under the radar, completely under the radar. I had a paper route, and I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I would go to the parking lot where a grocery store was, fold the papers, deliver them. I'd be back in bed, get a couple hours of sleep before I had to go to school. Well, this was a beautiful, beautiful circumstance for me because I could get up at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock, kind of sneak out of the house. My parents kind of figured my bed would be empty, meet some of my friends, and we would gallivant around the community and have all kinds of fun that eventually ended up in us stealing bikes. If you left the keys in your car, we were going to have a good time. I am the evil twin, Brandon. You got it right. And it culminated with us breaking into a house. Well, there's a saying, all good things must come to an end. And so too did this. And it kind of crashed and burned. And of course, my parents thought they had their second son was a good boy. And kind of chaos ensued. But I have to tell you, in that moment, I saw the best of my parents. You know, all of our parents are flawed. You know, Greg clearly didn't teach his daughter about Steve Martin. That's a huge sin. But this brought out the best in them. I've shared with many of you, my father went door to door and humbled himself, bearing the burden of my sin and taking the brunt. And, you know, I had to sit in and watch his humility. But you know what I was thinking about this as I thought about this message, Greg? And you know what I thought about? I never asked forgiveness from my parents. I was grounded the entire summer from 9th to 10th grade. And Dave, I can't recall them ever giving it to me. That just popped into my head. But let me move in another direction, because what I want to talk a little bit about in the Emmaus community is grace. You know, if you've ever been on a walk, most people watching have been on a walk, the clergy get to talk about grace. And let me share a couple passages with you. John chapter 1, verse 14. We just saw part of it up there. "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father full of grace and truth." Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. "In him who we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. And 2 Corinthians 12:9, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power may rest on me. Grace. You know, we clergy talk about it, and there's this prevenient grace. I can't walk all the way out to Dave, can I? No. No, that's a prevenient grace, right? Which is this grace that infiltrates everything. God's presence is in everything and is revealing himself through that. Everyone is born in the image of God. Whether you're faithful, whether you're not, that image is in you. And somehow, often, it just oozes on out, right? This justifying grace, which is about the revelation that Jesus is the King, amen, and came to save me. And when I've got that grace, it kind of puts a giddy up in my step, right? Justifying grace and this sanctifying grace, and that is the Holy Spirit just burning in you and me, right? Calling us forward to make choices that are godly choices. That's what's happening with grace. Now it's Saturday night. Tomorrow, many of you are going to celebrate Palm Sunday. Amen? And many of you, a week later, are going to celebrate Easter, the two most iconic Sundays, right? The mountaintops. Amen? On Palm Sunday, it's this, all these people in the crowd marching in. Lazarus would have been there. Martha and Mary would have been there. Zacchaeus probably would have been there. The paralytic would have been there. The blind dude would have been there. They would have been cheering Jesus on. Greg was probably there. Dave might be there, right? And what are we saying? He's the King, amen? And he's the King. That's what we're going to do. He's the King, and we're jumping up and down just like when Blue Oyster Cult came on. Well, it wasn't quite Blue Oyster Cult, but close. Better lyrics, clearly. Man, and it just kind of gets you rolling because we celebrate that Jesus is the King. And we do it because he's the dude. He's the man. He got it all done. And back then, I mean, it was just blatantly clear. A week later, Easter, what do we get to do? We celebrate the empty tomb, you know, which says, I'm part of it. That tomb is empty for who? For me. I'm part of the King's kingdom, right? That's where we're at. Now, here's the thing. I don't want to talk about that. Because I don't live on a mountaintop. Neither did Jesus. I don't live on Sunday. I live on Monday. And Tuesday, and Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Often I get to celebrate, amen, but often I'm the guy messing things up. I'm throwing the monkey wrench into my family's life, or not just as a youth and adolescent, sometimes as an adult. I'm sure some of you out there who are in the mass community have a memory of me throwing a monkey wrench into your life, not in a good way either, because that's where I live. I live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so did Jesus. He came off of that Palm Sunday, and what'd he do? Got to work. Threw some tables over in the temple, didn't he? He was causing a ruckus. People were looking at him, said, let's keep an eye on this guy, right? And then he comes in, and they have this last meal. And he says, somebody here's going to betray me. Somebody's going to deny me. They're scratching their heads. They're going, what is he talking about? They're still kind of strutting because they're walking with the King, right? You know. And then Jesus institutes this thing we call the Last Supper. And they're like, all right, I like bread and wine. You know, this stuff happens. He goes to Gethsemane. And they see him. They see him just in such intense prayer. You know. And then they take him away. And they go to the cross. Now, here's why I want to invite you folks, because I know you don't live on Sundays. Sundays are great. You live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, don't you? And when we're there, we go to the cross with Jesus. And I'm reminded that it's not just those folks who were sitting there. It's me too. When we celebrate this, I'm going to move the cross aside a little bit. When we celebrate the body and blood, I want to remind you all that you were there at the cross. You and I were there at the cross. And when we went there, we shared in tearing his body up, in ripping him apart a little bit. I've got blood on my hands. And I think you've got blood on your hands too. Amen? Because sometimes, well, you know, that's what we do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But in the story, we have Jesus sitting on the cross, and remember the words he said? Father, forgive them, because they know not what they do. Nobody was asking for forgiveness. Nobody was pleading on their knees for forgiveness. Nobody was belly down praying, oh God, forgive me my sins. They were still mocking him and laughing at him. The only one pleading was Jesus. He was the one pleading. He was the one saying, Father, please forgive these folks because they don't know what they do. Father, forgive Dave. Dave Wilson. He ain't here yet. He will be. Forgive him. He's going to have blood on his hands. Jesus is pleading. Do you know what we call this? We call this grace. It's a gift you didn't ask for. It's a gift you didn't plead for. It's a gift that he gives you even, and he pleads for your life and your soul on that cross. You know, I never asked my parents, and they never told me they forgive me. You know what? I just knew I was forgiven. I was part of the family. You know, I remember back yonder, and of course, the summer I was locked up for a whole summer. That was a bummer. That was like your fifth grade, Brandon. But you know, after a period of time, there was no shame and no guilt because I was loved. And my parents exhibited a measure of God's grace in a profound way that really exemplifies what Jesus does for you and I on the cross. He loves me so deeply, I just know in my bones I am forgiven. Man, that's grace. That is grace. And you and I, we live. Sunday's great. Knock it out of the park. Sing your heart out. Celebrate. But we live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We live in a place where what we need is grace. And we have a Savior pleading that we get the forgiveness we sing praise songs about. Emmaus community, you know what you're doing. You're disciples. I want to challenge you. We ought to be the people who are giving the gift of grace in the midst of the uncertainty in the world. We ought to be seeking maybe that gift for ourselves, letting it go. Maybe we ought to take a moment and give that gift to somebody who needs it. Maybe we need to be those who are pleading for the people around us. Jesus loved you so deeply that he was beaten and broken, and even then was pleading that his Father in heaven would forgive you. I invite you to take his body and his blood to take and eat. Let us pray. Father, thank you that I and we are recipients of this great gift given by your Son, Jesus. And I pray that we own it. And we are your light and love. We are the people that extend that gift to others. We ask this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, to dwelt among men, my example is he. Flood became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. Justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose, over death he had conquered. Now is ascended, my Lord evermore. Death could not hold him, the grave could not keep him from rising again. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glories will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one bringing. My Savior Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
I need you two. This is the part, right? This is the normal part of the gathering. Everybody gets in the circle. So for those of you at home, if you have somebody to circle up with, you got to circle up. And you two can just kind of just stand right in front of here, keeping your official 6-foot spacing and all that stuff. Actually, I'm going to do me a favor. Come over here. I've got the camera looking at us. So get right in front of here. Here you go. There we go. Okay, you guys are looking awesome. Awesome. There. So you can just pretend like you're going in a circle, right? Yeah.
Ring around the room. Let your light shine before the soul. They will know our God of love's in the land. And let your light shine before the soul. They may know the kingdom of God is at hand. Let your light shine before the soul. They will know our God of love's in the land. And let your light shine before the soul. They may know the kingdom of God is at hand.
Amen. Amen. Do you two have any parting words here for the folks before we get into some other music? God bless is right. God bless. I'm glad you guys can hang out. Thanks for being here, man. The low-energy Dave Mack did it again. Did it again. God bless you, brother. We love you. And Dave Wilson, thank you for being my friend and giving us updates. All right, so for those of you who want to stick around with us, we're going to run through some other music. There's nothing else on the screen. Actually, do me a favor. Just go one more click. Just leave it there. Leave it on that one so they can stare at that one. And a Chrysalis favorite here, right? A Chrysalis favorite. Go for it, Brandon.
Blind man stood by the road and he cried. Blind man stood by the road and he cried. Blind man stood by the road and he cried. He cried, oh, show me the way. Show me the way. Show me the way. Way to go home. Woman stood by the well and she cried. Woman stood by the well and she cried. Woman stood by the well and she cried, oh, show me the truth, show me the truth, show me the truth, way to go home. Lazarus laid in the grave and he cried. Lazarus laid in the grave and he cried. Lazarus laid in the grave and they cried, oh, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light, way to go home. Jesus hung on the cross. He did. Go, Brandon. Now we'll do it. Jesus hung on the cross and he cried. Jesus hung on the cross and he cried. Jesus hung on the cross and he cried and cried. Oh, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, way to go home. Jesus rose from the grave and he cried. Jesus rose from the grave and he cried. Jesus rose from the grave and he cried, whoa, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the light, way to go home, Jesus.
How about that? How about that? Look, people haven't left yet either. Woohoo! All right. We got options here, Brandon. They don't have the words on the screen, so we can pick and choose. Pick and choose what we want to go through. Did you want to do? You want to do home? All right, we will do home. So okay, so there's a song written by a person named Philip Phillips, which I always had problems with.
Philip Anderson.
Philip Anderson. Oh, quit
Everybody
it.
Here is
oh,
named Anderson.
It. Oh, quit it.
That's going to be the new thing. Everybody's named
no,
Anderson.
No, it's just Scott.
Steve Martin.
All right. Well, let's
Steve
see.
Steve Anderson.
Let's see who knows this one.
Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road. Although this weight is stringing us along, just know you're not alone. Gonna make this place your home. Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear. Trouble, it might drag you down. You get lost, you can always be found. Just know you're not alone. So I'm gonna make this place your home.
So I got 16 on the website and 17 on Facebook, so we'll keep playing music for you. How does that sound? Like a concert, right? That's right. Welcome back. And actually, okay, so for next Sunday, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, for Resurrection Sunday, a.k.a. Easter Sunday, we are doing a drive-in service. So we've got an FM transmitter here. We're going to have a trailer. We're going to have a trailer outside. We're going to set up on the trailer. People will be driving in. They'll stay in their vehicles. And they will tune into their FM radio to listen to us. And they'll be Facebook Live, too.
The little Raisin song, the Let's All Go to the Lobby. Do they do it drive-ins?
Oh, no! That's really clever.
Of course, I got to tell you, when you said Raisins, you know what I was thinking of? Ooh, I heard it through the grapevine.
Oh.
let's see what they think of this one.
Going to quiet, quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. Moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melody. He turned to me as if to say,
hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Gonna take a ride to drag me away from you. There's nothing that a 100 men or more could ever do. I'd bless the rains out in Africa. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had.
While dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company, I know I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside,
frightened of this thing that I've become. Gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that a 100 men or more could ever do. I'd bless the rains out in Africa. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had. Ooh. You. Gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that a 100 men or more could ever do. I'd bless the rains down in Africa. I'd bless the rains down in Africa. I'd bless the rains down in Africa. I'd bless the rains. Things we never
had. Guess I should practice that one. Yeah, it wasn't horrendous, I guess, but hey, we didn't lose too many. We still seeing 16 on Facebook. 16 on Facebook, and actually 21 on the website. It's actually gone up on the website.
Huh. There we go. Bring them in.
Still got to, hey, we've got a few more songs for you here, and we're doing a wide variety of songs. So I want you to think about, right now you're even cooped up, you've been thinking, okay, man, I just need to be getting out. I need to be getting, what would you want? What would you envision, Brandon?
Well, when I'm stuck at home eating the same old food over and over again because I shopped all at once and didn't plan ahead, I really find myself wanting a cheeseburger.
Cool.
Now, if I could have it anywhere, you know where I'd have it?
In?
Paradise.
Maybe even eternal paradise.
Try to amend my carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 70 days. Losing weight without speeding sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up a race. But at night I have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine, or boca wheat. But a big warm bun with a huge chunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise. Heaven on earth with an onion.
particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. Heard about the old time sailor man. They eat the same thing again and again. Warm their bread, they say, could raise the dead. Well, it reminds me of the menu at the Holiday Inn. The times have changed for sailors these days. When I'm in port, I get what I need. Not just Havanas or bananas or daiquiris, but that American creation on which I feed. Cheeseburger in paradise. Medium rare with mustard be nice. Heaven on earth with an onion slice. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise. For my cheeseburger in paradise, making the best of every virtue and vice, worth every darn bit of sacrifice to get a cheeseburger in paradise. I need a cheeseburger in paradise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise.
What a fun song, right? Isn't even a cool ending.
You always cover me with the words that I'm supposed to be singing, and I just can't.
I'm trying to be nice.
He's keeping me church friendly.
Kind of maybe.
That's the Anderson coming out.
The Anderson. we probably got a couple more songs we could do here, don't we, Roman? You want to do this summer? We already kind of did a summer, so you want to do a summer of?
Well, I got a question for somebody with a higher voice than me. Do you know the song well enough to help me when I start running out of range? Like,
yes.
Give me a little... Oh, good.
Oh, goody.
Good, because last night was funny.
I thought you were hitting it
last night. Two nights ago, yeah.
Thursday night, I thought you were hitting this one.
Maybe I'll have to go back and listen to that recording.
Okay, well, Summer of 69, I think I'm probably the only one standing. I'll let Dave, maybe. You're born in around I was, right? Oh, you were 67. Oh, well, you're a young pup. Okay. But you were alive in 69, so Summer of 69.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. Played it till my fingers bled. It was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Joey got married. Should have known we'd never get far. And when I look back now, that summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, I'd always wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life. Ain't no use in complaining when you got a job to do. Spend my evenings down at the drive-in. Play that old six string. I think about you and love so strong.
All right, well, one more we'll do here, Brandon, maybe?
Oh, boy.
One more, your fun one?
Okay, so those of you who are hanging out with us, we really appreciate you hanging here with us. And
we are live tomorrow. Tomorrow, Palm Sunday, we'll be live. Actually, be at rossumc.org. Although, actually, if you're watching on the Emmaus, Northern Lights Emmaus website, it's the same viewer. You can actually watch it there, too, if you want. So that works there. And we're also on Facebook. And okay, covering all kinds of good stuff. So our God is good. Our God is able. We're going to run through a song here. Brandon, you kind of intro'd this actually quite nicely because you and I were having a conversation about people.
Well, I mean, we've had a question,
Mr. Anderson,
that we've been able to ask every single Thursday and Sunday. And that question is, this room here, is there anybody out there?
Hello, 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 hello.
Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? Come on,
come on
now,
come on.
I hear you feeling down. I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax,
relax, relax, relax.
I need some information first. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain you are receiving. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. When I was a child, I had a fever. My hands felt just like two balloons. Now I've got the feeling once again. I can't explain, you would not understand. This is not how I am. I have become comfortably numb. Can you stand up?
Stand up, stand up, stand up.
I do believe it's working good. That'll keep you going through the show. Come on, it's time to go. There is no pain you are receiving. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. When I was a child, I caught a fleeting glimpse out of the corner of my eye. I turned to look, but it was gone. I cannot put my finger on it now. The child is gone, the dream is gone. And I have become comfortably numb.
Just in time. Just in time. All right. Well, God bless you guys. We're great you can hang out here with us at this online Emmaus gathering. David, do you want to say something? Say anything? Okay, Dave Wilson is still in the house. Hey, we got to love the guy. So, again, we're going to be online tomorrow. Again, if you're watching on the webpage, you can be right back here at 10:15 a.m. We'll be going live with that. We'll actually have Todd Anderson will be here. He's the United Methodist. That's where the Anderson came from, by the way. That's where the Anderson came from. My brain was thinking that. So anyway, he will be here for the Palm Sunday thing. And then, as I mentioned also, our Resurrection Sunday, a.k.a. Easter service, that will be drive-in. So anybody can come in and drive in, stay in their cars, and listen FM-wise. So bless you guys. Remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Proclaim the victory. Fear is a liar. Have a great and amazing weekend and week.